The Virtue Proposition, five virtues that will transform leadership, team performance, and you. Introduction, the leadership crisis. In today's fast-paced business world, we face a crisis of leadership. Traditional approaches often prioritize short-term gains over long-term sustainability, leaving organizations vulnerable to ethical lapses and diminished performance. As I've observed throughout my career in the nuclear industry and beyond, this crisis stems from a fundamental misalignment between our actions and our deepest values. The Virtue Proposition offers a solution, a courageous third way that transcends both rigid, rule-based conservatism and chaotic, disruptive leadership styles. By embracing five core virtues, leaders can transform their organizations and themselves, creating a foundation for lasting success and fulfillment. The power of virtue-based leadership. At its heart, the Virtue Proposition is simple yet profound. Virtues foster success. When leaders, teams, and entire organizations ground themselves in timeless principles, they unlock extraordinary potential for growth and achievement. But what exactly do we mean by virtues? These aren't mere cultural constructs or subjective ideals. Instead, they represent objective realities that hold true across time and context. By aligning ourselves with these virtues, we tap into a wellspring of wisdom that has guided humanity's greatest leaders and thinkers throughout history. The five virtues I've identified as most crucial for transformative leadership are love, integrity, truth, excellence, and relationships. These virtues, catalyzed by courage, form the bedrock of exceptional leadership and organizational success. Love, the foundation of leadership. When we speak of love in a leadership context, we're not talking about sentimentality or favoritism. Instead, love manifests as a genuine commitment to serving others above oneself. It's about inspiring your team, believing in their potential, and treating everyone with respect and dignity. I recall a pivotal moment early in my naval career when a commanding officer demonstrated this principle. During a particularly challenging mission, he took the time to personally encourage each crew member, reminding us of our individual strengths and our collective purpose. His actions weren't just motivational. They fundamentally shifted our team's dynamics, fostering a sense of unity and shared commitment that carried us through the toughest moments. Virtuous leaders understand that love isn't a sign of weakness. It's a source of tremendous strength. By cultivating an environment of care and mutual support, they create the conditions for their teams to thrive, even in the face of adversity. Integrity, aligning words and actions. Integrity forms the backbone of virtuous leadership. It's about more than just honesty. It's the unwavering alignment between our words and our actions. Leaders with integrity say what's important, act according to their stated beliefs, and do the right thing even when no one is watching. I'm reminded of a CEO I once worked with who faced a difficult decision. The company had discovered a flaw in one of its products that, while not immediately dangerous, could potentially cause issues down the line. The easy path would have been to quietly fix the problem in future production runs. Instead, this leader chose to issue a full recall, absorbing significant short-term costs, but ultimately strengthening the company's reputation and customer trust. Integrity requires self-awareness and humility. Virtuous leaders must be willing to admit mistakes, seek feedback, and maintain a consistent, principled approach to leadership, even when it's challenging or unpopular. Truth, grounded in reality. In an era of alternative facts and information overload, the virtue of truth has never been more critical. Virtuous leaders possess a clear distinction between right and wrong, between fact and opinion. They're realistic about their own strengths and weaknesses, and they're not afraid to stand up for what's right, even when it's uncomfortable. During my time in the nuclear industry, I witnessed firsthand the importance of truth in leadership. In one instance, a plant manager discovered a series of small safety violations that had been overlooked. Rather than sweeping them under the rug, he chose to report them fully, initiating a comprehensive review of safety protocols. This commitment to truth not only prevented potential disasters, but also fostered a culture of transparency and continuous improvement throughout the organization. Truth-driven leaders create environments where honest feedback is valued and where difficult conversations can happen openly. By grounding themselves and their teams in reality, they build the foundation for genuine progress and innovation. Excellence, striving for continuous improvement. Complacency is the enemy of great leadership. The virtue of excellence calls us to strive continually for improvement, both in ourselves and in our organizations. Virtuous leaders set high standards, hold themselves and others accountable, and create positive environments that nurture growth and development. I'm reminded of a mentor who always challenged me to go beyond my perceived limits. When I thought a project was complete, he'd ask, "Is this really your best work? What could make it even better?" His relentless pursuit of excellence was contagious, inspiring our entire team to push boundaries and achieve results we never thought possible. Excellence isn't about perfectionism or unrealistic expectations. It's about fostering a mindset of continuous learning and growth, where every challenge becomes an opportunity for improvement. Relationships, the heart of leadership. At its core, leadership is about people. The virtue of relationships recognizes that our connections with others are fundamental to our success and fulfillment. Virtuous leaders care deeply about their teams, listen with empathy, encourage growth, offer constructive feedback, and cultivate an atmosphere of trust and rapport. I once worked with a leader who made it a point to have lunch with a different team member each week. These weren't formal meetings, but casual conversations where he sought to understand their aspirations, challenges, and ideas. The impact was profound. Employees felt valued and heard, leading to increased engagement, creativity, and loyalty. By prioritizing relationships, leaders create networks of support and collaboration that can weather any storm. They understand that true success is measured not just in financial metrics, but in the strength and quality of the human connections within their organizations. Courage, the catalyst for virtuous leadership. While the five core virtues form the foundation of the virtue proposition, there's a sixth element that acts as a catalyst, courage. It takes tremendous courage to consistently embody these virtues, especially in the face of pressure, uncertainty, or opposition. Courage allows leaders to challenge the status quo, make difficult decisions, and inspire transformative change. It's the force that enables us to act on our convictions, even when it's uncomfortable or risky. I'm reminded of a colleague who, early in her career, stood up to a senior executive who was pushing for an unethical business practice. Her courage not only prevented a potential scandal, but also set a powerful example for the entire organization, reinforcing a culture of integrity and accountability. Conclusion: the path to transformative leadership. The virtue proposition isn't just a theory, it's a practical approach to leadership that can transform individuals, teams, and entire organizations. By integrating love, integrity, truth, excellence, and relationships catalyzed by courage, leaders can create environments where people thrive, innovation flourishes, and sustainable success becomes the norm. As you embark on your own leadership journey, I encourage you to reflect deeply on these virtues. How can you more fully embody them in your daily actions and decisions? How might they reshape your approach to challenges and opportunities? Remember, the path to becoming a virtuous leader begins with being a virtuous follower. It's a journey of self-discovery and continuous growth. By combining these core virtues with self-awareness and a commitment to improvement, you can become not just a more effective leader, but a force for positive change in your organization and the world. The choice is yours. Will you embrace the virtue proposition and unlock your full potential as a leader? The future of your team, your organization, and perhaps even your industry may depend on it.